Joseph.
You're listening to Country Squire Radio.
Welcome to Country Squire Radio. I'm Bo.
And I'm John David.
Man, I'm excited to be here.
I'm thrilled, man. Thank you for having me today.
This is exciting. Yeah, this is a brand new show that is being put on today by Podastery and ongoing, and really for the tobacco enthusiasts, the pipe tobacco enthusiasts, and man, I'm just excited because I'm about to learn a whole lot.
We're pipe nerds. We like to talk about it.
Yeah. It's good. Watch, man, we can just jump into it.
Let's do it, baby.
Okay.
I'm ready. I'm spry this morning.
Well, good. So the Country Squire, man. Y'all been in business for how long?
Man, this is actually on Sunday, the 11th of August, we celebrate our 43rd birthday.
Man, 43rd.
We've been here quite a while. We sling a lot of tobacco. So.
Okay. And it's family owned and operated?
That's right. It was started by Jim and Gwen Reeves and their daughters in 1970. And, man, actually, it's funny, they actually named it the Country Squire because they didn't know exactly what they were going to sell at first. They knew they had to open some kind of business. Frigidaire was laying off. That's where Mr. Reeves was working. And eventually, so they opened a business called the Country Squire. They weren't really sure kind of what direction it would go in, but they knew with a name like that, you could sell just about anything.
Yeah.
And so he eventually, you know, Mr. Jim was a pipe smoker and, you know, it's like, why don't we just do this? There wasn't a pipe shop in Jackson. And matter of fact, Mrs. Reeves last year told me the only place you could buy a pipe in Mississippi at that time was at JCPenney's.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Isn't that amazing? And I would want nothing to do with the JCPenney's pipe.
No.
So, yeah.
No, not at all.
So they opened a tobacco shop. Yeah.
Man, that's awesome. Okay. And so, of course, he's been no longer with us for quite some time.
That's right. Mr. Reeves died in 1981. And so at that point, well, the two daughters, Kim and Kit, worked with the family since the beginning. They've grew up in the shop selling tobacco. And then when their father, passed away in 81, Mrs. Reeves took over the business and she ran it with the help of her daughter since that time. And yeah, you know, it was one of those things. At one point we had four locations, all over the city of Jackson.
Is that right?
We sure did. Yeah. We sure did. There was one on Highway 18 going towards Raymond and, one downtown in the old Deposit Guarantee building on Capitol Street and, one on Ocean Road. And man, we're just moving some pipes. I mean, moving them.
Yeah.
And, you know, so just as they kind of consolidated and, had to, you know, just with family logistics and that kind of thing.
We sure
brought it down back to the original shop on Lakeland Drive. So
well, that's awesome. And of course that shop, you were showing me the lines on the walls where you could actually, I think y'all cleaned it up since then, but before the remodel, you were showing me where like it had been flooded at one point.
That's exactly right. Yeah. The owner, which is still the daughter of, her name is Kim Owen. And you know, she grew up in that shop selling pipe tobacco, but she was telling me these stories of the Great Easter Flood of 79, that, you know, that was all in our shop. We were the Bridal Path, which sells a lot of these.
Does the Pearl River?
Bridal dresses was next door to us. Yeah, it was the Pearl River. And our shop flooded. It was about 6 feet in the store, and the water line is still there in the shop. You can come see it today.
Man.
And we lost, I mean, they were in there moving inventory on top shelves and just, you know, bringing pipes to their house to try to get them out of the way and that kind of thing. And we still lost a bunch of stuff, but it was, it was epic. We were there.
Oh, that's awesome. So the Country Squire, I mean, at this point, it's definitely a staple in Jackson, Mississippi. I know that, you know, for myself, when I started getting into pipes, I guess it was about 5-6 years ago, and I would go, I didn't live in Jackson, I lived in Memphis, and I love Memphis, but I would visit some different stores and, you know, kind of get the feeling like, oh, okay, you know, you have to kind of be elite to know what's going on.
Yeah.
Y'all kind of almost have an onboarding process. I mean, what would you tell a new pipe smoker or somebody who's coming in, you know, maybe, you know, they've gotten into Sherlock Holmes or maybe they've got some friends.
Lord of the Rings. Yeah.
Or Lord of the Rings, big time. Yeah. And, you know, they're coming in, they've never really smoked a pipe, but are interested. What's kind of the process for them?
Absolutely.
What direction are you pointing?
Yeah. And we try to make it really easy. One thing, you know, that, you know, the Reeves family and then, you know, we've definitely tried to carry on just as I've started managing the shop is we want our shop to be a dummy friendly shop. You know, smoke what you like. Don't feel like you have to be a snob about it. Don't do pipe smoking because it's some status thing. Do it because you love it and it helps you contemplate and, get along with your buddies. And so we're just so easygoing with new pipe smokers. You come in, our staff, Kim and Timothy and myself, you know, we'll be glad to kind of, you know, set you up with a new pipe. And a lot of the new pipe shapes and kind of, you know, different finishes and that type of thing, a lot of that is just aesthetically, you know, kind of what your look is. If you're a pipe smoker, you're already making a statement. And so, you know, you have to make sure you pick exactly the right statement when you pick out the shape of your pipe and all that stuff.
But, oh, yeah.
It's very important. But we teach you how to load it and pack it and, you know, light it and tamp it and keep it lit and relight it and all that stuff. Pipe smoking is kind of an art form. So we're there to walk with you through all of it. Yeah.
Well, that's one of the things I'm really excited about this show is we'll be able to go through and take some different styles of pipes and walk through some of the things, learn. I know I'm going to learn a lot because I've, you know, obviously you are the master tobaccoist and I'm a fan of Lord of the Rings and
that's right.
And talking, and that's why I got into it. But, I'm excited to learn about it. So y'all just recently had a Peterson show?
We did. Actually, it started yesterday, okay. And it's going for a month.
Okay, great.
So it's awesome. If you walk in our shop right now, we've got 100 Peterson pipes just strewn all over the place, and they are sharp. I mean, we've got all different types of finishes. If you're familiar with Petersons, they're kind of the Acura or the I hate to say Honda Accord, but just it's a real consistent pipe brand. They're machine-made pipes, very high-quality briar. They're made in Dublin, Ireland, and it's one of those pipes that if you take care of it, it'll last you and your family forever. And we got scads of them. They're all 20% off, so come see them.
Okay, great. And so that's going from when to when?
It's going just started yesterday, and it's going until September 5th.
Okay. And yesterday is August 12th as we're recording.
That's right. So August 12th to September 5th of 13. And, yeah, on the 5th, actually, the Peterson rep is actually coming in. We're doing a tobacco sampling and a pipe show. So he's going to come in and actually.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be sweet. Like he's going to, you know, tell about how they make all the tobaccos and how they machine all the pipes and how they select their briar and all. It'll be really, really cool. Yeah.
That's awesome. So this is from my own knowledge. Do they actually, like, do they have a briar farm or I know briar is bark from a tree, right?
It is.
Briar tree.
Well, the briar is actually the root of the heath tree.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting thing. A lot of people, you know, think it's like they're just carving it out of a tree, but it's actually the root of a heath tree. And, you know, somewhere along the lines, they determined that these roots they don't burn very easily. And, you know, when you light your pipe, you're basically setting your wood on fire. So
right,
somewhere
right.
along the lines, they, you know, determine that this briar is really heat resistant and, you know, just lasts a long time in a high temperature environment. So that's why they start creating pipes out of them. Peterson is known particularly for once they harvest their briar, they age them for a serious amount of time. And through that aging process, it kind of dries out and it helps the carver understand exactly, you know, kind of what type of work he's dealing with. So
they actually they age the root before they actually carve it.
That's right. Okay. That's right. Yeah.
Huh. But all, I mean, I know that not all pipe tobacco pipes are briar.
That's right.
But yeah. A good bit of the ones that y'all sell are.
Yeah. Most of what we sell are briar. You know, it's funny, when I started smoking a pipe, I went to Walgreens. I was 18. Most smokers, when they're 18, they want to deviate from their parents, so they go buy cigarettes. And
right,
I was
right.
nerdy enough, I went and got me a pipe, you know. And but yeah, you know, like if you go to Walgreens, you can occasionally get a briar pipe for 15, 20 bucks. You know, typically it's going to be real cheap. They're going to smoke really hot. Most of what a place like a drugstore would carry would be like a corn cob or, you know, just a piece of wood that's carved into the shape of a pipe. But briar is really important because it breathes so well. So it's going to have a cooler smoke. It's not going to tear your tongue up as badly. So yeah, almost all we sell is briar. We've got a few cherry wood pipes and then several meerschaum pipes, which are very unique pipes. So
now I know that you personally have a bunch. What is your pipe of choice?
Well, I smoke a Savinelli almost every day.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I've got all over the map, everything from Lane era Sheratons and, you know, I've got a Jacano and, a Rinaldi and several Petersons, but you know my choice smoke is Savinelli. Every day when I wake up and get that morning cup of coffee, it's very hard for me not to pull for my Savinelli. Yeah,
nice. And of course, speaking of coffee, you got the in store coffee shop going on right
that's
now.
Right, that's right. We're definitely that's kind of our mantra right now. We're encouraging loitering. We want people to come in there and hang out. And we've got a lot of college students. You know, it's mid August. College students are starting to filter back in. So what we'll see is through the fall and the spring, People will treat our shop like a coffee shop. They'll come in, they'll put their iPhone, you know, earbuds in and sit down and study, use our Wi-Fi and puff on their pipe. And it's awesome.
You know, that is one thing I love about the Country Squire too, is because, you know, like I said, when I was in Memphis trying to find a store, you know, I go in and it's a lot of retired guys that are kind of sitting around smoking pipes. And it's like, man, these are like the old guard. You know, I don't know if I can roll with these guys.
That's right. That's right.
You know, nothing but respect, of course, to them. But
that's just the exciting thing, is that we're seeing this huge resurgence of young pipe smokers. Yeah. And I've got a theory about this, Bo. It's, you know, the world is changing so fast. I mean, just think about the past 15 years with the advent of, you know, the internet, high-speed broadband, iPhones, iPods, I mean, everything, and iPad and everything else. You know, it's the internet's changing so the world is changing so fast that people in our generation, young folks, are having trouble maintaining a sense of self and a sense of timelessness, you know. And so it's almost like folks, and I see this every day, you know, folks come in our shop, they pick up the pipe and they say, you know, JD, it just helps me slow down. It helps me contemplate. It helps me think. It helps me slow down. And I'm convinced that, you know, with the world changing as fast as it is, that's why people are turning back to the pipe, is because it helps them slow down. It helps them contemplate. It helps them be thoughtful. It helps them regain a sense of community and self. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're all about encouraging, is that sense of, you know, being tied to, you know, more of the just, you know, the sense of that humanity is cultivated over centuries. And that's, you know, just local community, organic, thoughtful, timelessness. We want to be all up in that. And I think that's what pipe smoking appeals to.
Oh, yeah. No, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, in the digital age that we live in, so much of what we own is, you know, ones and zeros, a bunch of digital bits that we're spending our money on.
It's hard to tear yourself away from Facebook sometimes.
Yeah. Well, there you go. And the thing is that, you know, pipe smoking, that it's just something very real about it. You know, we've already mentioned that we're both kind of Tolkien fans and fans of Lord of the Rings, and you know, the idea in those movies is that the ring, you know, it a lot of people put a lot of stuff on what the ring is supposed to be, but really what Tolkien was thinking was the ring was really about the machine, you know, and about you know, kind of this concept of this you know, fast-paced technology,
right?
You know, you take that concept of kind of what in that world the kind of the evil is, and you look at what the kind of the pure good is, and that's the hobbits, and they're all sitting around and they're eating good food and they're smoking their pipe tobacco.
That's right.
You know, and there is just something very real about that. And I think you're right. I think one of the reasons that movie spoke to a lot of people was because, you know, there's just this want, this need for there to be something real, something tangible.
Well, and it's tangible, it's organic, it's timeless. I mean, all these are things that, you know, people tend to long for, especially when things are just changing so fast and it's hard to find any type of baseline, you know. So some of my favorite times in our shop are when folks come in and they ask for a Gandalf pipe. Yeah. They look at me and say, do you have any Gandalf pipes? And I smile and say, I sure do, you know. And, by the way, those are called churchwarden pipes, really long pipes that, you know, obviously were featured in the Hobbit movie and the Lord of the Rings and all that stuff. And, we even kind of in honor of that, just because we were so thankful, you know, that, the Peter Jackson and the directors of those movies kind of featured some of that. We came up with our own long bottom leaf, and then one actually tobacco called Rivendell. And it's funny, the long bottom leaf sold best at first, but since then Rivendell has definitely been the best seller. We got people that buy that by the pound.
Oh yeah. Now and of course, you know, one of the great things about the Country Squire is y'all blend your own various pipe tobacco.
That's right.
We'll have, in fact, I think probably next episode we should dedicate that one to talking about what the process is there.
I'd love to. That's my favorite part of the day, man, is getting my hands dirty blending that tobacco. It's so much fun.
Good. Well, awesome. Well, you know, we wanted to get this first show out, and, you know, we didn't want to make it too long or anything like that. Really what this show hopes to be is something fun for the tobacco enthusiast, for the pipe tobacco specifically enthusiast. And, you know, obviously for current customers of the Country Squire, this will be a fun little listen, but, you know, share it with your friends. I think they'll probably enjoy it as well.
That's right.
And so if someone's hearing this and they're kind of interested in learning a little bit more about the Country Squire, where do they need to go?
Yeah. www.thecountrysquireonline.com. And you can read all about the history of our tobaccos and our shop. You can see pictures of our shop, and you can even order some of our pipes and all of our tobaccos on the internet. So
awesome.
And give us a shout too. My email is countrysquire1970@gmail.com. I'd love to help you in any way. If you got any kind of, you know, pipe smoking questions, all questions are welcome. Like, there are no stupid pipe questions. So bring it on.
Good deal. All right. Well, thanks, JD.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me, bud.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.